Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way. From design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. U.S. stocks are gaining, the dollar treasuries largely holding steady. Right now we have got the S&P up 2 points to 2467. That is a gain of 0.1%. 12 minutes to go ahead of the close on this Fed Minutes Wednesday. The Dow up 24, a gain of 0.1%. NASDAQ up 9 right now, higher by 0.2%. The 10-year up 10 30 seconds with a yield of 2.24%. Gold up $7.50 the ounce to $12.83. That's a gain of 0.6%. And crude oil is down 1.6% to $46.81 a barrel. I'm Charlie Pellett, and that's a Bloomberg Business Flash.
Thank you very much, Charlie Pellett. Well, this portion of Bloomberg Markets is brought to you by BlackRock. Worried about market volatility? Minimum volatility strategies may be able to help. To learn more, please visit BlackRock.com/factors, prepared by BlackRock Investments, LLC.
Will it be September that we see the unwind kick off? Dan Heckman, National Investment Consultant at U.S. Bank Wealth Management, is joining us now to discuss markets, the Fed policy. We just got the FOMC minutes, of course, earlier in the trading day. And Dan, what did you make of them? It seems to be all eyes on September. How much of a move to the markets will this make in terms of treasuries?
Well, I think it's had a big impact on the treasury market. We saw yields drop well below their highs from today. Saw about 228, 229 on the 10-year, and now we're around the 222, 223 level. The issue, I think, for the Fed is really inflation or lack thereof, and that's what they're struggling with. And I think some Fed officials, obviously based upon the minutes, are concerned about going too far in terms of tightening policy. And I think they also want to be very cautious here in front of the Fed balance sheet unwinding, which we think still will likely take place probably after announcement at the September Fed meeting. So I'm not surprised that the commentary from the FOMC minutes today was a little bit guarded, if you may. It kind of falls in line with what we think the Fed will ultimately do, which is still unwinding the balance sheet, start that process sometime this year. And I do think if the economy and labor markets continue to tighten, we see some signs of inflation perking up. We have a much better read on wages off the last unemployment report that likely we are going to see perhaps one more raise or increase in the Fed funds rate perhaps in November or December.
And you think that's it, or you think they just continue this march regardless of the data?
Are you talking, Corey, about whether they're going to continue on with tightening in 2018?
With tightening and balance sheet sell-off. Yeah, and, we haven't seen the inflation data that I said earlier in the show, but it's not a data-dependent, it's data-independent, it looks like, for this Fed.
Right. I think the Fed wants to unwind this balance sheet, don't you? We'll see them march forward, and why shouldn't they? Really, the capital markets are, cooperating with them in a major way. Rates have not risen to any significant degree as they've tightened monetary policy. The bond vigilantes certainly haven't come about. And so why not do this? In fact, I would probably say to the Fed, if they asked, start sooner rather than later, because, certainly it's not bothering the markets, get the balance sheet down to a more reasonable level. It's going to be a long process for them to really make much of an impact, a $4.5 trillion balance sheet, by doing it at $10 billion increments every month. So I think starting sooner rather than later plays well for the Fed.
I mean, Dan, when you're talking to the clients that you have, you've got, what, $145 billion assets under management. I mean, when do you then say, look, we're anticipating a rate hike? I'm looking at the world interest rate probability on the Bloomberg WIRP. If you have a terminal, you can type it in. And it looks like the probabilities have actually shrunk since the Fed minutes came out. We've got, 37% chance now being factored in by the market for a December rate hike. We're not seeing more than 50% in it all the way out until March 2018.
Right. In all due respect to the futures market and expectations, mm-hmm. I'm not sure that has always been a very accurate guide to begin with. That's just my own personal viewpoint. I think 1 month's kind of dovish comments don't certainly fit with, I think, some of the more recent commentary that has come out of the Fed officials. And when you look at the trio of some of the dovish members just in the last week or so, Bullard, Evans, and others, they've been all for unwinding the balance sheet. And I think they would want to, do that, coupling with still continuing to raise the Fed funds rate. They have to be very careful about asset bubbles. And valuations are not, cheap. We don't think they're overly stretched at the same time.
Talking about equity valuations.
Correct. And you can make a case for other asset classes as well, perhaps. Not just equities. They're at the high end of the range, historically. And, you don't want that to get out of control, Corey, in my opinion. And I think having this measured pace, and as many, people have used this, too much probably, we have kind of a Goldilocks, kind of experience right now. And, I think it'd be, in the Fed's best interest to keep that going as long as possible.
When you are looking, therefore, at what the markets are and looking into and the mixture of policy with, is it all eyes, therefore, on politics rather than policy at the moment? Have we factored in as to where the Fed's going?
Well, I think another thing, and not to delve too much into politics, but I think another thing that has us somewhat concerned is continuity at the Fed. And to me, that's maybe even a bigger issue and perhaps hasn't been as much of a focus for the markets, at least I don't think it has been. And that is Janet Yellen going to continue on, or are we going to be looking at another Fed president or chairman?
Do you expect Gary Cohn? That's the name that's been floated.
Well, a lot of times when the name gets batted around, it seems like that isn't the person at the end of the day. So I don't know who will get it. From a market participation standpoint, it'd make all the sense in the world for Janet Yellen to continue on if that's, what she wants to do. So, but that decision needs to get made pretty soon. In fact, we were of the belief that something would be decided in the summertime, and that's quickly getting behind us. So, I think the longer that persists, that unknown, that uncertainty, I think eventually that might show up in the markets. But for now, it's not. But I think it's very critically important to have that continuity. And we'll see, hopefully, maybe the next 30 days or so, we'll see some kind of announcement in that area.
As far as the unwind goes, what's the receptivity of the market to all that's going to be unwound and the market's going to be asked to gobble this up? I mean, Is all this coming for sale at the same time a problem, or can the market handle it with ease?
I think that's a very good question. I think the markets can handle this. I think they can handle the numbers that have been bandied about, $6 billion in treasuries, perhaps $4 billion in MBS or mortgage-backed security. I think those numbers can be handled by the market. There's a starvation, if you may, for high-quality fixed-income assets still. We see it daily when we're trying to buy and trade bonds, Corey. And so the appetite for that is tremendous, in our opinion. I think one other thing that might be of interest to your listeners is also that we've discussed recently is the fact that, you know, the Fed has talked about issuing long-term bonds, you know, 40, 50, 60-year bonds.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see if that also comes to fruition as well.
Great stuff. Dan Heckman, always a pleasure. Dan Heckman from the National Investment Consultant at U.S. Bank Wealth Management. You listen to Bloomberg Markets. I'm Bloomberg Radio. Corey Johnson at Corey TV on the Twitter. She's at Caroline Hyde TV. And this is Bloomberg.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.